Okay, back for the second half. Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So, talking baseball today, a very exciting pennant race between the Tigers, the Detroit Tigers, and the Minnesota Twins. I have my own opinions, but which team do you think has the better chance?
Well, I will say that the Tigers right now aren't playing the best baseball, but they're playing good baseball, and they're playing good enough baseball to win.
That's charitable.
This week, they have challenges coming up with Cleveland and Chicago, which they should beat, which are divisional players that they have to beat. But then they end off with a three-game homestand against the Minnesota Twins. So it could be decided literally at home, and it could push it to an extra season playoff game in between the playoffs. So it could be decided next week in a one-off game.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Have you changed your mind about Joe Mauer as the MVP?
If the Twins are able to push this out, there's no question in my mind that Joe Mauer should be the MVP of the AL.
But you've also got Teixeira with the Yankees, who's a strong candidate. They're even talking Jeter.
Jeter is definitely the inspirational, spiritual favorite of the AL. So I'm always going to root for him. Exactly.
He's the spiritual. Well, how about the National League wild card? How do you see that playing out? There's four teams we've got here. The Colorado Rockies, we've got the San Francisco Giants, the Atlanta Braves, and the Florida Marlins as well.
The Rockies are definitely in the driver's seat with this one. But let's look at the Atlanta Braves and look at their schedule in the coming week. They're going to play the Mets, who they should easily beat, and they're going to play the Nationals, who they should easily beat. Then coming up is another interesting matchup where they play at Florida. They both are five games out. So next week you can have three games that the whole National League wild card could be decided in those three games.
Wow, and you've got the series between the Yankees and the Red Sox, which suddenly looks meaningful all of a sudden this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend the drama should be huge for that. That's a lot of playoff implications to see, you know, who the matchup's going to be, who the pitcher's going to be. It's going to be a great series.
Okay, and the start of the conference championships in the NBA, WNBA, anything to watch for there?
All roads through the Eastern Conference lead through Detroit when it comes to the WNBA. So you have, the Indiana Fever are going to try their best, but they've lost 3 years in a row to the Detroit Shock. Yeah. And so this is going to be a great series. And in the Western Conference, you have the perennial stars of Lisa Leslie versus Diana Taurasi. And if you remember Diana Taurasi, she played with UConn back in the day.
Sure.
Lisa Leslie, she's a future Hall of Famer. She's the anchor of the WNBA. So that's going to be the Los Angeles Sparks against the Phoenix Mercury. That's a great matchup in the West Conference.
I got three daughters, Ibrahim, and we've been dying to get them out to a WNBA game. Is it a great day at Madison Square Garden here in New York?
Ooh. Well, there's not really much going on in basketball in New York in general. It's a heartbreak.
But WNBA is a good ticket for three young girls.
Without a doubt. But I don't think you're going to get one here.
not going to get a champion here.
Yeah, not yet. Right. Not for a while.
Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Thanks.
No, good morning, guys.